Here we are. We're going to wrap up. We're going to go ahead and put a fork in this whole marketing and promoting your book podcast series. If you've been missing out on this, good Lord, for the past month or two now, I've been talking about marketing and promoting your book. And to me, I think this is probably the best place to finish up this whole series, is talking about marketing and promoting your book with an author email list. Don't know what I'm talking about? Well, you're going to want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It's Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out today to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing books. And if you like that, make sure, of course, that you subscribe to me on your preferred podcasting platform. And if you happen to be watching me here on YouTube, yeah, that's right, I've got a second channel strictly for the podcast. Make sure that you subscribe there. That's at YouTube. You can just look up Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, or go to dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast to get yourself subscribed right away and become part of the 1,000 sub club. Yeah, that's right. We haven't hit 1,000 subscribers yet, so pretty awesome. Speaking of awesome, let's talk about our sponsor. For everyone who's asked me about websites over the past 5 years or so, there's finally a solution for the indie author community as a whole. It's for authors. It's by authors. It's Author Brand Kits. It's a one-stop shop for building your author brand for less than you'll pay to have a website designed. You can go over and you can get a website designed by some high premium person out there. It's like $3,000 or $4,000, and that's all you get. You don't really know what the heck to do with it afterwards, and you got to go rely on this person. Well, guess what? Author Brand Kits has that covered for you, and you're not having to spend thousands of dollars. They're going to hook you up with a custom email. They're going to hook you up with email marketing. They're going to get your social media put together. There's so many other things. You want to make sure to go over to dalelinks.com/ABK to get 25% off for a limited time. Do not rest on this. Don't sleep on this. You can actually see a great example of what Author Brand Kits if you go over to thomasabradley.com and take a look at the guy that was over on the episode of Book Rescue. Fantastic work was done there. Alrighty, let's go ahead and transition right over things, because this is going to be a hopping episode with a lot of information, and I'm going to be giving a good overview. So if you've come to this podcast thinking, all right, Dale's going to give me the ultimate solution to email marketing, unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you down. This is going to be some broad paint strokes. Maybe we'll do a whole series based on email marketing. So right now, we're just going to do broad paint strokes. Stay with me. All right. First of all, let's start out with why. Why an email list? What's the big deal with this? Everybody's always got mad. You got to have an email list. The power's in the email list. Things like that. Some people even say email marketing's dead, which just tell them to shut up. Go take a break. Take a nap. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. An email list is an insurance policy. In the unlikely event that you are deplatformed for whatever reason, maybe they decide your werebear shapeshifter romance was a little too political, or maybe it was too edgy, they might say, Amazon goes, you know what? We don't want your werebear shapeshifter stuff. Get. Well, if you don't have an email list already put together, guess what happens? Amazon keeps their customers and you go home with nothing. Nothing at all. It's a sad state of affair. And this can happen over to places like Ingram Spark, Draft Digital, Lulu, any number of those places. And instead of playing the lottery, instead of worrying about, well, will I be deplatformed if I do this, this, or this? Have an email list. It's your insurance policy. Start building this out, and it should always be something you should be building. You can take your audience where you go regardless. Here's the nice thing is, even though it's an insurance policy, it still is a great little item to have in your arsenal. It's a direct pipeline to your audience. It's a great way to talk to them. Hey, how's it going, so-and-so? I just want to let you know there's a really cool book that's going to be coming out by X, Y, and Z. You should go check it out. And speaking of, did you take a look at this review of my latest Werebear Shapeshifter short story? Go give it a look. Pretty cool, right? Why do you need an email service provider? Some years ago, a good friend of mine, and I'm just going to go ahead and call him out. Good friend. He's a best buddy of mine. Kevin Allen. Kevin, man, he's a sweetheart of a guy. Love him. We've known each other since we were kids. And when he and I first connected a number of years ago, he was doing his email marketing through his Gmail account. I'm not kidding you. He was collecting people's emails and he was just raw email soliciting through his Gmail account. I was like, you realize that's not good on a few areas. First of all, there's the canned spam policies. And you want to look that up, just go ahead, type it on up, Google up. You can find out all that information. All that to say this, that people need to agree to email marketing, to being sent emails from you, and it needs to be tracked in a certain way. And also, there's a certain bit of FTC compliance that you need to follow through with and follow by, meaning that there's certain things you can send and there's certain things you can't send. As an author, you shouldn't have to worry about this. It usually applies to those spammy folks out there that are trying to sell you some Gensu knives or maybe a dating profile over on a website of some sort. You as an author shouldn't have to worry about it. Email service providers function as a layer of protection to where it keeps your business safe and it keeps you a bit more compliant. Now, can you fall out of compliance using an email service provider? Absolutely. It's not something I would want to test. Most of the platforms you go ahead and look into with email service providers, they will be able to tell you what you can and cannot do inside their terms of service. The other thing with the email service provider, it sets up automation. Automation is so important. So you're not having to camp out and send out an email every time someone subscribes to your email newsletter. Sure, you can send out weekly or maybe monthly emails, but there's also going to be instances where you're going to put up automation. So if somebody subscribes to you at 3 a.m. in the morning, you've got a welcome email that goes over to them while you're sleeping. It's nice. Having automation makes life so much easier. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that feature a little bit later on here. What service provider do you need? All right, so here's the deal. I could sit here and pitch you the one that I like best, but I'm going to save that to last, all right? Because I don't want to seem like this is a whole sales thing here for podcasting here. You're going to want to look for somebody that's reputable. So just Google. Google it up. Look it up. Say, hey, MailChimp any good? MailerLite any good? Is AWeber any good? That type of thing. You're going to find and look to see what's going to work for you, and especially what works for authors. What you're looking for in an email service provider is someone who can track opens, meaning that will they track every time your email subscriber opens an email? Will they track every time they do clicks? So if somebody clicks a link within your email, and then sometimes this is a big banana sticker and a bonus, so you can find somebody who can track sales. That's kind of cool when you can actually have that integration. It's not a must, but it's a nice to have. Next thing, automation. This is a must, all right? You got to have automation because otherwise you're going to have to respond and confirm with other people. Most email service providers and even ones that come for free up to a certain subscriber point do come with automation. So that makes life easy. Now, this next one's going to be more premium type things and segmentation. Segmentation means really separating out your email subscribers based on specific activities. So let's say, for instance, you have a hardcore subscriber who's opened up every single one of your emails. Chances are very likely this person is going to be a little more apt to want to hear more about what you have to sell. Or maybe they want to become a beta reader, or maybe they want to join your advanced reader copy team. So segmenting them separate from the rest of the list makes a huge amount of sense. Or conversely speaking, maybe the ones that aren't opening so much, we need to segment them and figure out a way, okay, how do I get this specific segment of audience to open my emails? Because it's clear I'm sending the emails, but they're not opening it. Or maybe you segment them down to the people that aren't clicking. Maybe they're opening and they're not clicking. Well, figure out what is it. The only way to do that is to run split tests, which is another nice feature if you can find it in an email service provider. All right, that's a lot of information. Let's push forward. How do you communicate with your subscribers? It's simple. Like a human being. Like a conversation with a friend. Don't make this about Jedi mind tricks. Does copywriting help? Absolutely. If you know how to put ad copy together, fantastic. But if you don't, it's okay. I don't. You shouldn't have to. Just communicate with people like you normally would, like an email that you'd be sending to a friend. Make it super simple. Slightly professional, though, if you can. How often do you communicate with the subscribers? This depends on the expectations that you set ahead. If you tell a subscriber, I'm going to send you out a monthly newsletter the first of every month, great, stick to it. If you tell them, I'm going to do it weekly, awesome, stick to it. If you tell them, I'm going to send you 3 to 4 emails per week, awesome, stick to it. Be consistent. The most important thing when it comes to communicating is set expectations in advance. Follow through with that. Be consistent. And if you ever need to deviate, communicate that with your email subscribers. So for instance, if you told them in advance, I'm going to be communicating with you monthly, and then you decide you're going to start to do it 3 times per week, you might want to let them know about that. And you might want to give them a compelling reason for changing that direction you're normally doing. So how often do you communicate expectations? Set the expectations and do it. And what I'd say is as a minimum, monthly. Communicate with them monthly. So that way you stay in front of mind for them. Because if you're only emailing them, say, once per quarter or once per year, they're going to forget who you are. I know it seems like you're a pretty awesome author and maybe like they really love your books, but sometimes they might forget about you after a while. And if you're not front of mind and you send out a random email, you've just increased the likelihood of them, first of all, either A, not opening any more of your emails, B, unsubscribing, or C, worse yet, marking you as spam because they don't even like, well, I don't remember subscribing to this. Happens a lot. Think about this. How many times have you gotten an email going, did I subscribe to this? I don't think I did. Spam. Don't want that to happen. So make sure you're consistently communicating with them. What if you don't want to be salesy? I hear this a lot. What if I don't want to be salesy? Guess what? It's too late. You're selling books, right? Not only that, you're having to sell different aspects of your brand to people. We're all in the business of sales, whether you like to think of it or not. So what if you don't want to be salesy? You're going to have to sell something. Otherwise, don't even start up an email list. It's just a waste of time. Now, there's a huge difference, though. What if you don't want to be salesy when you're communicating with them? Well, then don't. You don't need to be a sleazy used car salesman. Right? You don't need to be sitting here trying to Jedi mind trick them into buying your latest book. It's all about getting connected with them, providing great value to them. Make it make sense. I'll give you a few more tips as we kind of move forward here. How do I get more subscribers? This is a big question. All right. This is limitless. It's only limited to your imagination. Remember, you're going to need to do this in perpetuity, forever. Continue to bring people to your email list. Because the thing is, there's going to be some people who are subscribed to you at one point, and some point during your journey, they go, you know what, I've had enough of this person, and I'm just going to go ahead and unsubscribe and leave. Or maybe they'll stop opening your email. You're going to need to keep promoting this. The ways that you can do it is, you can insert your offer to join your email newsletter through things like your books, so in your ebook, in your print book, and even in your audiobooks. Through social media, videos, interviews, so on. If you're on a conference and you're speaking at one, you better talk about your email newsletter. Go ahead and subscribe to my email newsletter over at xyz.com/email. By the way, don't ever call it an email list to your subscribers. No one wants to be on your list. No one. No, it's just weird. Call it maybe your email newsletter. Maybe you call it your readers club. Do something that's not so listy. Like, join my list. I don't want to be on your list. It's weird. How do I promote my book to my author email list? This is one I hear. You're going to first of all do it like this. When you promote your thing, I want you to do it through organically doing it. Storytelling is probably one of the best ways to do it. So if you're in video content creation, build something that delivers value. But within that message, people are going to be tempted to come over and take a look at your email newsletter or join your readers club. Think about it inside interviews. You can do more storytelling or deliver more value and people will come on in. Other ways you can do it is if you've got an email signature, super simple. A lot of people probably just don't think about this, but you can go over and get a cheap email signature done. Either you can Google it up, you can type up free email signature online and get one done. Or you can go over to Fiverr and get it for like $5. I got a couple of favorite ones that I've used. Dalelinks.com/RSThemes is my favorite. I've used him quite a few times. He's only like $5 plus $2 fee. So it's like $7 for a great email signature. And I'll get numerous signatures done and I can just switch them out every now and then. But you can put your offer for your email readers club inside your email signature. P.S. Want more information about XYZ? Then make sure you join my readers club at xyz.com/email. Also, if you're doing email, you can also put it inside your PS, your postscript. Drop it on in there. PS, did you take a look at my Reader's Club? Everybody's raving about it. You can go ahead and take a look at it. More information at xyz.com. Promoting it again comes down to your creative energy. You're going to need to just try out different avenues. And when you find one avenue that really works, double down. Keep doing it and doing it more. Wow, folks, we've been burning through today's episode, and I told you it was going to be broad paint strokes. I've got a couple of more good tips to wrap up today's podcast, and I've got some other really, really cool things I want to share with you before we go ahead and disconnect. I want to give a big special thanks to our sponsors, Author Brand Kits. Check out Author Brand Kits, folks. They take care of everything for you, from websites to email to social media and beyond. Visit dalelinks.com/ABK to get 25% off for a limited time. So here's my final tip. Just start. Just do it. It's going to feel like, oh my gosh, you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to feel like, oh, you're going to start to get anxiety about it. Trust me, I've felt it numerous times. You're going to probably start to go, oh, but I don't know what to do here. And this is just one more plate to spin. But this is something that's so worth it. Just get started first. And then take baby steps in the right direction. Reward yourself for any time that you do something like this. Because you're trying to build an audience. You're bootstrapping your way up to a larger following. From finding that 1,000 raving fans that you really need to tip the proverbial apple cart. My next tip is going to be list hygiene. I didn't mention this one. Every now and then, you're going to need to prune the bush. You're going to need to get rid of the extra foliage, if you will, to make the tree look a little better. You're going to need to remove people from your list that, first of all, aren't opening your emails. Every now and then, after, say, 30 days minimum, I would say 90 days, you give a person at least 3 months, and if you find they're not opening your emails, very first thing you need to do is kick them off your list. No offense to them. They were interested at one point. Maybe they're not so interested now. It's really hard to get into someone's email inbox and be heard above the noise. Maybe they'll come back and join you. You can always consider taking that person and putting them to a re-engagement series, which means just sending out an email to them and saying, hey, I noticed you aren't opening any of those emails. If you're not interested, I totally get it. I'm going to unsubscribe you. But should you want to resubscribe, go over to this spot. And then you can drop them into another form of automation that tests out something completely different than the automation you sent to them before. That way you've got an active subscriber, because having 100,000 email subscribers that are kind of active is nowhere near as good as having 1,000 subscribers that are super active, opening, clicking, and buying your stuff. I hear so many people flexing on their 100,000 email subscribers, and when they tell me they have a less than 1% rate of opening, I'm like, that's garbage. It's trash. You need to do some email list hygiene. Clearly, there's going to be some people that need to be pruned off. And by the way, you're going to save some money too by doing some email list hygiene. Hey, grab a copy of Promotional Strategies for Books over at dalelinks.com/ASP. That's Amazon Self Publisher. It's going to show you the entire series. You can go ahead and pick that on up, or you can go to dalelinks.com/self-pub book and get all three of the series, including Promotional Strategies for Books, where I talk about email marketing in depth. Next week, folks, we're going to start to dig into getting reviews for your books. And you are not going to want to miss out on this very short, brief series. I think we're going to probably span over a few weeks. Going to be a lot of fun. Hey, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcast platform and leave a review. And by the way, I've been so behind on this. Actually, I've got it stacked up. So now I'm going to read one of the reviews here. Here from Apple Podcasts, Nehemiah7483 said on January 29th, good stuff. 5 stars. A lot of great actionable content for beginner and intermediate writers. Nehemiah, thank you so much. Big shout out to you. I appreciate the kind words. I'm going to catch the other ones. I'm behind by a year. I'm so sorry that some of you probably are like, oh, he said he was going to shout me out. But yeah, I'm a little behind. So over the coming weeks, I'm going to keep on bringing up some of these reviews and sharing them. So leave a review on your preferred podcasting platform. And also, if you're watching me on YouTube, the special podcast channel, yeah, I've got a second channel from my main channel. You go over to dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast and drop a link inside the comments down below about some of the information I talked about today's video/podcast. In the meantime, folks, a little bit of wisdom I'm going to drop onto you when it comes to email marketing. Just get started. Start doing it. You will thank me later. Till next week, it's been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I'll chat with you soon.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.